This podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department of the Dominican University of California. You are now listening to Walkie Talkie, the show where your avid hiker host reviews the best walks in the Bay Area. Now let's get moving. Good evening, good afternoon, or good night. I don't know when you're listening to this, but I do know why. Welcome to the 9th episode of Walkie Talkie, and the final special episode of Walkie Talkie. Not the final episode, but this will be the last special episode that we have. And I do say special because it's going to be another interview episode. And the reason I'm excited for this one is because we have an mostly out-of-state resident. Someone who's experienced in hiking in other places in the world and not just in California, and here to talk about what it's like over in Colorado and some of his best hiking stories. Please welcome James Walker. So, James, I know you're from the Colorado area, and although I've taken a few trips out there, I'm not super familiar with the terrain out in Colorado. I know it's very, very diverse. What was it like in the area that you grew up?
Yeah, so growing up, I actually was born and raised in an area that was about 30 minutes from downtown, from the big city, and about 30 minutes from the mountains, and less than an hour from where people would consider the middle of nowhere. You can get lost in the mountains in less than an hour from where I'm at. I've always been an outdoors person. My family was not as much as an outdoor person, so I didn't really get the chance to do a lot as a kid. But as I started getting older and was able to do a lot more on my own was when I really started to enjoy the outdoors, and I got to go explore a lot more and really take in a lot of what Colorado has to offer.
Oh yeah, that sounds very convenient place to live. It's very similar actually to where I live down in, or used to live down in Southern California. I lived about 45-ish minutes from Los Angeles, but that's mainly because of the traffic and not because of the distance. And then about 30 to 35 minutes away from the Santa Monica Mountain Preserves and the hills of Malibu and things like that. It is a very nice thing to have that back and forth. The only experience I have had in Colorado was when I play lacrosse here at Dominican, and I was touring for schools to go to college for, and one of those schools was Colorado Mesa, and so I flew out there and got to experience Colorado for about a day or two and go on a few hikes out there. And let me tell you, the terrain is so much different from here in California, and you really can tell the altitude distance. Cross up there was much more difficult than playing down here in Southern California. I am aware that you did spend a year at that school, however. I never committed there, so I only got to experience it once, and I did really enjoy it there, but Dominican was the place for me, and now the place for you as well. How was playing lacrosse out there in Denver, or not Denver, but Colorado Mesa, with the altitude, and how is it compared to here in California?
Being from Colorado, that's always one of the very first things that people are always talking about when it comes to exercise is, oh, you must, you know, die when you have to go run up there or do all that stuff up there. And honestly, it's true depending on how long I'm away from it. Like being in Colorado for my whole life and then moving to California and then going back to Colorado, I didn't think it was going to make all that big of a difference, and it definitely did. But especially when it comes to like going even further up in the mountains, being in Denver where we're at, we're already a mile high and then we just go up from there. So hiking in Colorado is definitely takes a different build of hiker, just because you are facing an obstacle already that it's tough. It really is tough. But I did actually spend a year at Colorado Mesa. It was an interesting year. I came to find that really the only thing that there was to do at Mesa was all of the outdoor activities. And they happen to have a really good outdoor program there that allowed their students to do a lot of that stuff. But when it came to hiking especially, there was just a lot of trails, a lot of hiking, a lot of mountains, a lot of everything. Especially when it came to like the Colorado Mesa and all that stuff. You go up into the mountains up in there and just get lost for hours.
Yeah, I did kind of figure that it was going to be more of a the longer you stay up there, the less it affects you type thing, but I didn't stay long enough to know, and the 2 days that I was up there were pretty tough. So I spent a good amount of time looking around at some of the trails. Obviously, I was only there for a day or two and didn't really have time to go and see them all and check them out. Did you have any favorite trails in Mesa that you really enjoyed, or maybe a couple?
Yeah, I definitely had a lot of favorites. They were, a lot of the trails out there were really beautiful, but a lot of them also seemed pretty similar, just because you went kind of up into the Colorado Mesa or the monuments, and it all looked the same. It was just the trails were different. One of my favorite trails that I used to go on a lot was the Riverfront Trail. It's a really, really easy just walk right next to the river. It's also a super long trail. I want to say it was like close to 20 miles. Runs a lot of the way through Junction. And it was a really good trail to just go and clear your mind out. You had an opportunity to listen to the river and take in all the views of everything around you. And it was just a gorgeous trail to be able to walk on. And I think that the biggest reason that it was probably my favorite was because it was never too busy either. And to be a trail like that popular, that big, there was never too many people, not too many bikers, not too many people bothering you. A lot of dogs, and I love dogs. But I'd say that was probably my favorite. My next favorite was probably, I would say probably Rattlesnake Canyon Arches Trail. I really like this one because it was really difficult. It was a very, very hard hike. A lot of the points you felt like you were almost climbing straight up the mountain. But the overall end point, when you get to the end of the hike, it is breathtaking. It looks a lot like the arches in Utah, kind of very similar to that, I would say. But I think it's weird because I don't like the extraneous exercise, but when it came to hiking, it was almost like I wanted to get through it just so I could say that I did, you know?
Wow, yeah, no, those are two very different hikes, but very reasonable to see them as your top picks, because, you know, clearing your mind is one of the best things you can do in hiking, and challenging yourself is also, I would say, up there as well. The one thing I think we lack here, especially in the Bay Area, is really, really difficult hikes. The only thing we really have is Mount Tam, and while it's difficult because it's long, it's not a very difficult hike because of the trail itself or because of the terrain. It's just walking for a very long time uphill and with no altitude problems either. It's not very difficult for people who are very experienced in hiking and experts even. You kind of have to go farther north or even to the east to Yosemite or Lake Tahoe area to get any sort of challenge like that, compared to Colorado, where it's just lurking all around because of these big mesas. So, but I only really got to see the south or the west end of Colorado, where it's known for those big mesas and things like that. And coming from Southern California to Northern California, the terrain is very different, and there's a lot of very different aspects that come with both of them, and even weather, even though they're in the same state. Is Denver the same, or is Colorado the same way? Is Denver very much different from Mesa, or is it somewhat similar, like you said, where in Mesa a lot of the things look the same? Do they look that similar in Denver as well?
Yeah, so like I said, Mesa, a lot of the surrounding areas kind of looked all the same, but when you get into the Denver area, it's different in the aspect of Mesa. You lose a lot of the trees and it turns into a lot more of the desert. But when you start getting further into the Rocky Mountains is when all of the trees and all that comes back, the evergreen trees. I think the biggest difference between the two of them, besides the desert thing, would be the mountains in that are on the Denver side are a lot steeper, a lot less mesas, a lot less peaking mountains. The drive between where I'm at in Colorado and Mesa is about 4 hours, and I'm basically driving from one side of the mountains, one side of the Rocky Mountains, through them to the other. So it's a really fun drive. I really, really love that drive because you basically go through all different kinds of mountains, forests, everything. The big thing is when you get to the Continental Divide, the unique thing that happens is the weather can be snowing, blizzard, completely terrible, can't even drive on one side, and you go through the Eisenhower Tunnel and pop out the other side and it'll be 60 degrees and sunny. It is the most bizarre and cool thing that you will ever see. But the hiking really stands out to me more on the Denver side, I would say, just because, like I said, in Mesa you have a lot of the similar looks, a lot of views are the same, but on the Denver side you can drive a little bit further and get to a lot more unique places, a lot more different looking places than you could, I guess.
Oh yeah, well I guess I should have been on the other side of the mountains, I guess, because it sounds a lot nicer over there. I feel like it would be a lot harder to pick a favorite with it being more diverse, like you said. You have a lot more to choose from. Is there a favorite in Denver that you'd like to bring onto the podcast real quick?
Yeah, so last summer and three summers ago, I worked a summer camp with my cousin, and one of our weekly activities, we went on probably two, if not three hikes a week with anywhere. Our kids were 4 to 8, I believe. And going on hikes with kids is a lot different than just waking up and going on a hike. You have to choose a lot less strenuous trails. You have to choose a lot of stuff comes into it. One of my favorite trails, though, that we would go on a lot was just right up above Idaho Springs, and it was called Echo Lake. And the reason I think I liked this trail so much was the trail just was a really simple, nice flat trail that just went around the lake. But there was something about the nature around it that just made it seem so peaceful to be there. And even there was a lot of people there. Every time I've been there, there's been just tons of people there, but it always still seems to be a very peaceful, calm place to go. And taking the kids up there, I am taking probably the most non-peaceful thing, which is a class full of 5-year-olds to a, you know, trail. And even they have this sort of sense of the peace and the nature and everything that comes along with it. So I think that's truthfully why I really like Echo Lake.
Well, yeah, I'm surprised that even with the beauty of the lake, you were able to suppress some 5-year-olds to the beauty. I think it has to do something with the lakes, I guess, because earlier in this podcast, we covered Kent Lake, and Kent Lake, I almost said the exact same thing. It's just very serene and very calming, and although people will be there and pass you up and be around the area, it's just I don't know, something with the water, I guess. But that's going to go ahead and wrap up our ninth and final special episode of Walkie Talkie. I hope you all enjoyed. James had a lot of knowledge to cover on Denver and all of Colorado, really. It was a really interesting interview, and I hope you guys enjoyed it as much as I did. And I hope to see you all out on the trails. This podcast has been created by students in the Communication and Media Studies Department of the Dominican University of California and is intended for the private and non-commercial use of our audience. You can find this and other podcasts created by students at radio.dominican.edu. That's going to wrap up this week's episode of Walkie Talkie. I hope you all enjoyed it, learned something new about the trails that wind throughout the bay, and I hope to see you all out on the trails.